When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's always sad when you read about these artists who were misunderstood during their time and then are reappraised 10, 20, 30 years later. I kind of like those stories, and Gene Clark is someone that comes to mind.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Accolades Conversation Series, in which I talk to some of my favorite artists about who or what they would recommend me checking out. Make sure to subscribe to our channel or hit the like button. This episode is in collaboration with Sonic City Festival, a three-day curated festival in Kortrijk, Belgium, from the 11th till the 13th of November, organized by Welde Westen. This year's edition is curated by Low, Black Country New Road, and Gilla Band. Some other bands already added to the lineup are Goat, Dry Cleaning, and Cococo. Check out the full lineup on soniccity.be. Crackloud are a Canadian musical and multimedia collective based in Vancouver, British Columbia, formed by drummer and frontman Zach Coy. Alongside the group's core musical members who perform live as a band, a large number of multimedia artists are also associated and operate simultaneously as an in-house production studio within the group, due to the project's strong focus on visual storytelling. To date, they have released two studio albums, Pain Olympics in 2020 and their most recent Tough Baby in 2022. I spoke to Zach from Crackloud about Gene Clark, an American singer-songwriter and founding member of the folk rock band The Byrds. He was The Byrds' principal songwriter between 1964 and early 1966, writing most of the band's best-known originals from this period, including I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better, She Don't Care About Time, 8 Miles High, and Set You Free This Time. Although he didn't achieve commercial success as a solo artist, Clark was in the vanguard of popular music during most of his career, prefiguring developments in such disparate subgenres as psychedelic rock, baroque pop, newgrass, country rock, and alternative country. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991 as a member of The Byrds. If you are into my illustrations, this accolade series started as an illustration book, which you can still get on our website, craterecords.be. This is what Zach had to add.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a liminal space right now. Just got back from a long tour and prepping for another one. Just lots going on in life, really just absorbing it, getting inspired by family, friends. I'm reluctant to come up with someone to put on a pedestal on the spot. I can name a few musicians, for instance, that I think I've been enjoying. I mean, I'm from Canada. I grew up pretty rural. Been doing a lot of driving since I've been back. There's a place called Squamish. It's about an hour outside of town. Lots of rock climbing, mountains, trees. And so when you're on the road, definitely inspires a certain kind of sound and temperament and mood. And this one album that I keep going back to, it's called No Other by an artist. His name is Gene Clark. He passed, I think, in the 90s. But there's something really poignant about it. The music itself is just like very grandiose, and it has like this humble quality to it. It's country, but it's transcendent in the way that the compositions are so colorful and his lyricism is so mysterious, and it's just not something that you would expect from traditional country, I guess. But I think what makes it really compelling to me is just knowing how much of a flop it was when it came out and how irrevocably it ruined his career. I don't know the story fully, but I think something like $500,000 went into the production, and you can really hear it. Like he had a vision and it didn't connect with the audience at the time. It's always sad when you read about these artists who were misunderstood during their time and then are reappraised 10, 20, 30 years later. I kind of like those stories, and Gene Clark is someone that comes to mind. I think his intentions were really pure.
Is there a certain song on that record that you would recommend to listen to first?
Gee, the first one that I heard that I really resonated with. It's a song called Strength of Strings, and it has this big widescreen approach to the composition, and it's just it's very fantasy and very epic. And like I say, it's like there's like a somber quality that resonates throughout. Otherwise, I don't know, we were on the road for 3 months this past summer, and in Slovakia we played a festival called Pohoda, where we had the opportunity to see Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Mm-hmm. And I was just completely blown away. It was enough to tie me over for the summer. When we're touring, we perform, and then I go back to the hotel and I go to bed, and I'm not as immersed as some of the guys are as far as engaging with the live music and whatnot. But this was really special, and been doing a bit of a deep dive into their discography, and I feel like their approach is just so different to how Crack Club does things musically. Like there's something very organic about the way that they make music, and you can tell that they really have a lot of shared experience, like on the floor with their instruments working together. And it's just, yeah, I just really enjoy it. The melody, the melancholy. I'm an interesting kind of tourist. I'm pretty introspective in the way that I absorb and experience things. It's not always like through the music at the end of the night. It's more just like I go off on my own on foot, and I'm trying to recollect. There was a lot. I mean, honestly, some of the coolest stuff I saw was some of just like the street bands in Istanbul, just incredible acoustics and range, and nothing that I could necessarily link to.
I want to thank Zach for this conversation. In episode 57, I'm going to be talking to Courtney Mary Andrews about her love for Lucinda Williams. See you next week, and thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.